Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 12 through 20. Brethren, our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we have behaved in the world, and still more toward you, with holiness and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God. For we write you nothing but what you can read and understand. I hope you will understand fully, as you have understood in the past, that you can be proud of us as we can be of you on the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I was sure of this, I wanted to come to you first, so that you might have a double favor. I wanted to visit you on my way to Macedonia, and to come back to you from Macedonia, and have you send me on my way to Judea. Was I vacillating when I wanted to do this? Did I make my plans like a worldly man, ready to say yes and no? For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we preached among you, Silvanus and Timothy and I, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why we utter the Amen through him to the glory of God. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 22, verses 23 through 33. At that time, Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus, and they asked him a question, saying, Teacher, Moses said, if a man dies having no children, his brother must marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers among us. The first married and died, and having no children, left his wife to his brother. So to the second and third, down to the seventh. After them all, the woman died. In the resurrection, therefore, to which of the seven will she be wife? For they all had her. But Jesus answered them, You are wrong, because you know neither the Scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels of God in heaven. And as for the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said to you by God, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And when the crowd heard it, they were astonished at his teaching.
On this day, the 3rd of August, we commemorate Isaacius, Dalmatus, and Faustus, ascetics of the Dalmatian monastery. Of these, St. Isaacius is celebrated also on May 30th. He became a monk at an early age and was a worker of every virtue. A zealot for the Orthodox faith, he was also deemed worthy of the gift of prophecy. The saint dwelt in a small hut near Constantinople. When Valens the Arian marched against the Goths, who were at the Danube River, this righteous one went out himself to meet the emperor, and taking in hand the reins of the emperor's horse, said to him with boldness that God had incited the barbarians to come against him, since he himself had incited many to speak against God in blasphemy, and had driven God's true worshippers out of the divine houses of prayer. Furthermore, he told him, if he ceased fighting against God by means of heresy, and returned the good shepherds, that is, the Orthodox bishops, to the flock of Christ, he would easily gain the victory over his enemies. However, if he did not desist from these things, nor have God as his ally, at the very outset of the battle both he and his army would certainly be destroyed. Learn from experience, he said, that it is hard to kick against the pricks. You shall not return, and this expedition will be destroyed. But the emperor became angry and had the righteous one locked in prison that he might punish him and put him to death on his return after he conquered the barbarians. But he was utterly defeated and was burned alive in a certain village in the year 378. When his surviving soldiers returned from the war, wishing to tempt the saint, they came to him and said, Prepare to make thy defense before the emperor who is coming to fulfill what he spoke against thee. But the saint answered, It has already been 7 days that I smelled the stink of his bones, which were burned in the fire. Thus the righteous one was released from prison. All marveled because of his prophecy, and he became even more wondrous by means of the zeal he displayed in behalf of orthodoxy in 381, when the Second Ecumenical Council was convoked. After this, a monastery was built in Constantinople for him, and he piously shepherded those struggling with him in asceticism, having served as an example of the monastic life for them. He reposed in peace about the end of the 4th century, leaving Dalmatus as his successor. As for St. Dalmatus, he was at first a soldier in the 2nd division of the soldiers known as the Scholarii. Later he, however, forsook all things and, taking his son Faustus, went to the above-mentioned monastery of St. Isaacius, where he donned the monastic habit. Through his virtue he became venerable in the sight of all. He was present at the 3rd Ecumenical Council that was convoked in Ephesus in 431, and there displayed his zeal for orthodoxy against Nestorius. The council elected him archimandrite of the monasteries in Constantinople. Having lived for more than 80 years, he reposed in the Lord.
Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.